The name of the game. One does not have to play well, just play. Rabbi Shlomo Carabach. I was playing Scrabble one evening with a group of articulate women. One of the women, Joyce, an older lady who had invited me to play, is very aristocratic, aside from the upper-class British accent. If you intended to go meet the Queen and needed some lessons in nobility, I would send you to her. She's also very good-natured and fun, and, well, good at Scrabble. I happen to love Scrabble, but I don't have the patience to sit and figure out all the possible letter permutations. So though my vocabulary is rich, except for all those obscure words that get you 70 points in Scrabble, my strategy is poor. We began to play, and I put down a word, and she suggested, ever so nicely, I place the word down on the board another way so that I get double points. You're not supposed to help me, I told her. With a dignified wave, she said, but see, if you knew these little tricks, you can get many more points. A few turns later, she chose to put down a word of lesser value so that we could open up the board and it would be a more interesting game. I don't think you understand the concept of the game, I said lightly. You're supposed to try to win. She smiled a winning smile. In the end, she did win, but she was very gracious and made me feel that I had played very well and that the difference in our scores was not that significant. It was. Well, since she had put down one of those 17 letters and got doubles on some of those letters, it would have been a miracle if I had caught up. This lady plays very much by the rules of Scrabble, but she lives the rules of refinement. I'm very competitive and I play to win. I didn't. She spent the game teaching me how to improve, smiling at me, encouraging and complimenting my game, and striving to make the game more pleasant for both of us. So we both won because somehow I didn't feel like I had lost the game at all. In the game of life, the real thing, not the board game, it really is hardly a question of whether you win or lose, but how you play the game. In fact, how you play the game actually determines whether you win or lose. It's all process. And if we focus on refining the process by being gallant and kind, generous and encouraging instead of competitive, self-absorbed and aggressive, then we actually all win. So let's all play nice. First appeared in Yatedna Eman International, Le'ilo Nishmat, Yetta Joyce Roseman.